Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Hey, every Sunday, there's something really cool happening on State Street in downtown Chicago. Kiana DeStasi is the Chief Marketing and Communications Officer of Sundays on State. And didn't this come about after the pandemic just so you could get people back out on State Street?
Yes. So Sundays on State, the original year was last summer, and it is an event to accelerate the economic recovery, get people back downtown, uniting the community, creating joy, and having a great time in the Loop.
And the crowds have been pretty good this year, right?
Oh, it's been fantastic. The very first event for Sundays on State, we had over 113,000 people attend. We have had a couple of rainy days the last, our two events following that, but people still come out. There's still thousands of people out on the street, and our final event is this Sunday, September 4th. And last year, the Labor Day weekend event was most popular because, you know, people don't have to work the next day. So we expect a lot of folks to be out there with us on State Street this Sunday.
And I know you have food. Can you have a beer or a cocktail?
Oh, yes. So there's a lot of things going on State Street. Food and drink are definitely one of them. There are some great restaurants and food trucks out on the street. Macy's The Walnut Room is actually right down on the street. And we also have a lot of other food and drink options. There's also active recreation and shopping. And there's all sorts of things you can do out there. So you can be having a drink out on State Street, try out some Double Dutch. It's just a lot of great options for folks.
All right. Wait a second. Have you tried out some Double Dutch?
You know, I have. I've been in that area for sure, and I have Double Dutched before, but not this summer, not yet.
Oh, man, I would probably break a leg.
Are you
going to
meet me out there?
That is such a great art, and I'm mesmerized when I'm watching it.
Yeah. There's also, you mentioned about the drinks, also the Berghoff restaurant, Adam Street Brewery, Moore's Brewery, which is a Black-owned Chicago-based brewery, will be out on the street. So you've got lots of options. There's some cocktail groups out there, all sorts of things.
Everybody's still lining up to take pictures in front of the Chicago Theater for that iconic sign and what they need to post on social media?
Exactly. I mean, this is the only chance you really have where State Street, the most iconic street in the city, is closed in that most iconic area right in front of the Chicago Theater. So you can actually stand in the middle of the street and do whatever you want or lay down. There's a little seating area there. You can even bring blankets or chairs if you want. It's a really great time.
Kiana DeStasi is the Chief Marketing and Communications Officer with Sundays on State. And if you have not checked this out the past couple of years, this weekend is the final event. And it's going to be a big one because it is Labor Day and everybody's in the city looking for something to do. Do you think most of the people who are showing up are Chicagoans or are these tourists?
This event is so amazing. The attendees for Sundays on State are from every single neighborhood in the city of Chicago. We get people from all over and beyond. Last year, we had over 20 states present. I think this year will be even more. And the great thing is if you register in advance at loopchicago.com/Sundays, you're automatically entered. And it's totally free to attend and to register, but you're automatically entered for a chance to win a $1,000 Loop staycation package. So that's a little
bonus.
Okay,
so do you need to register in order to attend?
You don't have to, but I recommend it because then you get updates and any details and if anything changes, weather, all that sort of thing, you get a little reminder and all that information. And you also will then be entered for the $1,000 Loop Stakey. Highly recommend it, so you have all the proper info.
It seems to be the way festivals are run in the city now. So you're registered, so you'll get an alert on your phone should there be any kind of security issue or if a storm rolls in. That I really appreciate that when I go to festivals.
Yeah, you'll definitely get a reminder email with all the information in it and if anything has changed and any heads up about weather and those sorts of conditions. Yeah, because this is a rain or shine event. So we will be out there this Sunday no matter what. So I hope to see you out there with us.
And it's just for people who might be listening, it's shopping, it's beverages, it's a chance to walk on State Street, which is a rare occurrence. And and can you tell people about the history of State Street? Because wasn't State Street the grand mecca for shopping? And then Michigan Avenue might have taken a little of that away and then maybe Oak Street. But State Street is where shopping happens, right?
Oh, yes. So State Street is still an iconic street, well known for shopping. We have some of our major retailers on State Street, Macy's, Block 37, Target, Express. There's a whole lineup of places to shop down the street. And we really find it to be, you know, it's the Loop is everyone's neighborhood. So as some of those other locations might be known as, you know, only certain folks are necessarily shopping or being able to spend in those stores, the Loop is somewhere accessible right off the Red Line and buses and trains all over the city where people from any corner of the city can come and find accessible shopping.
All right, Kiana, I'm going to meet you out there. We're going to double dutch.
I can't wait.
Thanks for joining us.
See you this weekend.
This weekend. Is that tree still down on the tracks?